Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Some birthdays today. I'm going to start with one. Brad Gowans, born this day, 1903. Valve trombonist. In the sort of first period, I guess, of recorded jazz. Eddie Condon, 1942. His band, Brad's in that. For Commodore Records, I brought that along. Max Kaminsky from Boston is playing his cornet, Brad on valve, trombone. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Joe Sullivan out of Chicago playing piano. Condon on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and the great George Wetling on drums. Happy birthday to Brad Gowans.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nettie Condon's band, 1942, for Commodore Records. And a birthday celebration for the valve trombonist in that band, Brad Gowans, who was born this day, 1903. They played Fidgety Feet, written by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields. Lonesome Tag Blues, pretty much done by everybody. The title refers to, in the music, putting a little ending on it, which Max Kaminsky did all by himself. That's why it's called Lonesome Tag Blues. And Tortilla, B-flat. Also everybody contributing there. Everybody being Max Kaminsky, Brad Gowans, Pee-wee Russell clarinet, Joe Sullivan piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Al Morgan bass, and George Wetling on the drums. Happy birthday to Brad Gowans, wherever he be. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and the airwaves are brought to you by 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
night. When he comes home, he holds me tight, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. He runs around with this gal and that, but when he wants loving, he knows where I'm at, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. Waiting for me, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. Really takes the prize, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. You keep all the others, I know what I like.
From Kansas City, Julia Lee, November 1947 for Capitol Records. Playing the piano and singing for you. That's what I like, written by her. And that wonderful trumpet solo was by her friend Geechee Smith, and I'm going to play some more of him a little later in the program. Julia Lee, That's What I Like, 1947, Capitol Records. Jean DePaul wrote a beauty called Star Eyes. It was played a lot in certain times by certain people in this art. Charlie Parker recorded it a couple of times, one in April of 1950 and one in January of 1951, and we're going to hear those back to back. It's kind of funny, too, because they're both by Verve. The first band is called the Charlie Parker Quartet. We add one guy, and it becomes Charlie Parker and his orchestra. Charlie Parker, 1950 Star Eyes. Charlie Parker, 1951 Star Eyes. Star Eyes, written by Gene DePaul and played by Charlie Parker. First his quartet, April 1950 for Verve Records. Charlie alto, Hank Jones piano, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. Then, January 1951, Charlie Parker and his orchestra, with the addition of Miles Davis on trumpet. Walter Bishop Jr. played the piano. Teddy Kotick on bass, Max Roach on drums. Two versions of Star Eyes. And a third version gives us Billy May's genius as an arranger. He was also a composer. He was also a trumpet player. From Hollywood, 1955, also for Capitol Records from that wonderful place. Here's Billy May and his orchestra and Star Eyes. Billy May and his orchestra and Billy May's arrangement of Star Eyes, Hollywood, California, August 1955 for Capitol Records. You are, and I am, listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I'd like to stay with Billy May for a little bit anyway. He was born in Pittsburgh, 1916, and as I said, he played trumpet, and he did composition, and he did arranging. And lots of different people called upon him to do arranging for them, and here's one person who did.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and then melt away. I touch your hand. A beautiful melody of some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? Beautiful rhapsody, love and youth and spring. Music is sweet, the words are true, the song is. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me she will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. brought an end. This is the time a fella needs a friend. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot, and there's no knot, no knot for me.
Billy May's wonderful arrangements for Frank Sinatra, 1980, on Reprise label. The song is You, written by Jerome Kern, lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II, and But Not For Me, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Frank Sinatra, Billy May, 1980, for Reprise Records. Here's one last voice in celebrating Billy May's ability as an arranger. And by the way, arrangers who make the soloists better are called upon, and that's why May was. Accompanists, too. Don't get in the way and make the star even brighter. Here's one last voice that Billy May was called upon to help.
I got big funny ears, they are so long and flat. They are the very reasons I never wear a hat. My teeth stick out in front like pickets in a fence. And as far as riches go, I'm not quite 2 cents. But I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was an elephant, then I'd be really sunk. For every place I'd ever go, I'd have to take my trunk. Suppose I was a zebra with stripes from head to tail. I bet they'd think that I escaped and throw me back in jail. Oh, I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a tall giraffe and swallowed carrots, yummy. With that long neck, I'd surely starve before they reach my tummy. Suppose I was a big fat pig, I might as well be frank. I wouldn't care to end up as some kiddie's piggy bank. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Suppose I was a smelly skunk, I wouldn't have a friend. I'd be alone excepting for a cent I couldn't spend. Suppose I was a gator in the swamps where time would drag, until the day when I'd be made into a traveling bag. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a turkey, then I'd end up on a tray, in the middle of the table on the next Thanksgiving Day. Suppose I was a bullfrog, croaking out a note. I dread the time when I would be a frog in someone's throat. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
That's all, folks. Billy May called upon to do some work for Bugs Bunny, also known as Mel Blanc. Hollywood 1950 for Capitol Records. I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny, written by Billy May and Warren Foster. And the arrangement, as I said, by Mr. May. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to pianist Elmo Hope, Hollywood, 1959, for Hi-Fi Jazz Records. Hope was born in New York City. And his bass player, Jimmy Bond, comes from Philadelphia, and the drummer, Frank Butler, from Wichita, Kansas. Elmo Hope is going to do Minor Bertha, written by him, and Tranquility, also by him. Elmo Hope Trio, 1959, in Hollywood. Elmo Hope on piano, playing for you two compositions by him and probably by his wife Bertha also. Hollywood 1959 for Hi-Fi Jazz. Minor Bertha and Tranquility. Jimmy Bond played string bass and Frank Butler on drums. Elmo Hope, Hollywood 1959 for Hi-Fi Jazz. Back at the beginning of the program, I played some Julia Lee playing the piano and singing, and in that, her friend Geechee Smith played a beautiful trumpet solo, and I said that we'd have him a little later in the program, and that's now. For Capitol Records in Los Angeles, 1946, here's Geechee Smith to sing for you and play his trumpet.
Sunshine and the pretty outdoor sight, but I do my best work indoors. Well, on a I'm the Casey Kid, and I've really been around. Well, if I don't get action here, I'm gonna blow this dragon town.
Geechee Smith singing for you, playing his trumpet. Los Angeles, August 1946 for Capitol Records. T-Town Jump and the KC Kid. Geechee Smith. Maxwell Davis, beautiful tenor saxophonist, playing there for you in the fine drumming. Gentleman from Kansas City, Jesse Price. Geechee Smith. Those kinds of bands are fascinating to me because they don't have it all put together, and I'm happy about that. You know, there's nothing wrong, I think, with having it together, but if it becomes together so that it doesn't change at all, then there's something wrong, I think. Geechee Smith. Mm-hmm. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. I'd like to chase a composition. It's called I Never Knew. It was written by band leader, composer Ted Fiorito. And we will hear two different versions. Thank you.
if skies were blue or gray. I never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say. That dreams came true and took your cares away. I never knew what love could do until I met you today.
I Never Knew, written by bandleader composer Ted Fiorito, and lyric by Gus Kahn. Warren Marsh, his tenor saxophone, his quintet in Los Angeles for Imperial Records. October 1956, Ted Brown joining him on tenor saxophone. Ronnie Ball on piano, Ben Tucker bass, Jeff Morton on drums. Then Peggy Lee in a beautiful arrangement for her by Harold Mooney. Los Angeles, 1955, for Decca. I Never Knew, as I said, the lyric by Gus Kahn, and Peggy Lee beautifully singing it for you. Warren Marsh and Peggy Lee right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... The theme, if you've listened to this program for a while, you know what it is, and if you haven't, I'll tell you, is Cottontail, and I've used it since 1982 when I came on board here. Cottontail, written by Duke Ellington, performed by him, 1940 for Victor Records, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and featuring on tenor saxophone Ben Webster. I thought to bring a session of Ellington's in Chicago 1956 for Bethlehem Records, and to begin with Cottontail, so you might compare it with Ellington's 1940 presentation. On tenor here is Paul Gonzalez. Ray Nance gets a little work on trumpet, and Harry Carney on baritone saxophone. Thank you. Ellington and Cottontail, 1956, in Chicago for Bethlehem Records, with Paul Gonzalez soloing on tenor saxophone, and some work by Ray Nance on trumpet and Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, as well as Ellington on piano. Up next out of the band comes Johnny Hodges to the microphone, and a beautiful amalgam of Strayhorn and Ellington, and it's called Daydream. Johnny Hodges and his alto saxophone, and Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington's Daydream. In a session in Chicago, February 1956, for Bethlehem. The material I brought will end with this, called Blues, and if you look for it in the books on Ellington, you might find it listed as Blues Number 5, for whatever reason. The soloist, Ellington, at the piano. Jimmy Hamilton on tenor saxophone, John Sanders trombone, Clark Terry trumpet, Johnny Hodges alto, Ray Nance trumpet, Paul Gonzalez on tenor, Clark Terry versus the wonderful drummer Jimmy Woodyard, and the band Rideout, which means the last chorus or so, Moving to the End features Cat Anderson, William Anderson, on top. Here's Blues, Chicago, 1956, Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington and his orchestra in Chicago, February 1956 for Bethlehem Records. And that one, The Blues. Or, as I said in the books, it's called Blues Number 5. 1956. Duke Ellington, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, I said we had some birthdays today, and we do. We had one already, Brad Gowans, valve trombonist. And now Connie Boswell, born in New Orleans this day, 1907. And I brought along a couple of the Brunswick records of the Boswell sisters, that is Connie, Martha, and Vette, from 1931. First up, Victor Young's orchestra behind the Boswell sisters, and Harry Warren and Mort Dixon's I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5-and-10-cent store.
Love to you. It's a girl that makes you happy, and it's a girl that makes you blue.
You are banned, I'll ban. What a lonely world would be without them.
It isn't the song words, the song that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like spring. So what is this magic that makes all the things? It's a girl.
Need atmosphere when they're making laws. They say, oh, Mother Nature makes laws grand. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you'll understand.
Not the canoe, it isn't the river of skies that are blue. It isn't the loving that brings joy to you.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's the girl, it isn't the brook, yeah, that you wanted to do. It isn't the mound and the flowers all the morning dew.
Happy birthday to Connie Boswell, born this day in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1907. And there with her sisters, Martha and Vette, the Boswell sisters, 1931, with Victor Young's orchestra for Brunswick. I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store, written by Harry Warren. Lyric by Mort Dixon, and the opening melody was by Tommy Dorsey on his trombone, the violin work throughout by Joe Venuti, and the guitar work throughout by Eddie Lang. It's the Girl, written by Abel Baer and David Oppenheim. Manny Klein leading, doing a wonderful job on trumpet, and again Venuti and Lang and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Connie Boswell, worth hearing. They did a lot of stuff, and it was quite advanced, actually. I think Victor Young had a hand in the arrangement, but most of it was done by Martha, the other sister. And the sections of it were very interesting. They were listening to what was going on with Paul Whiteman, I'm sure. Connie Boswell. Milt Jackson is coming up now. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. Jackson Quartet, May 1955, for Prestige Records. Milton Vibes, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Really what that is the Modern Jazz Quartet with Horace Silver sitting in for John Lewis. We heard The Nearness of You, written by Hoagie Carmichael, and one Jackson wrote called Stonewall, probably a nickname for him, as well as Bags. Well, Jackson Quartet, 1955, for Prestige. Lots and lots and lots of requests for Earl Hines' Band of 1940. And so here is some. For Bluebird Records, Bluebird was a little cheaper record that made by Victor. 35 cents, I think. Something like that, compared to 70 or whatever. Earl Hines on piano, leading his band. This was written by Buster Harding, who did the arrangement. Sonny Schuyler also helped out. It's called Call Me Happy. June 1940, Earl Hines, his piano and his orchestra for Bluebird Records, and Call Me Happy, Walter Fuller's trumpet, Ed Burke's trombone, Bud Johnson's tenor. Topsy Turvy now, written by Cab Calloway, Edgar Battle, and Milt Noel. We'll feature Walter Fuller on his trumpet and a vocal, Bob Crowder on tenor saxophone, Omer Zimian on clarinet.
I'm a striver from up on Striver's Row, jiving the very best I know. Hard time, got things topsy-turvy. Lady Luck is the meanest chick in town, I know, because she brought me down. Hard time, got things topsy-turvy. Now I had lots of money and dressed debonair.
Now I'm on my upper and in tough luck, but it won't get in my hair. I'm a striver from up on Striver's Row, driving the very best I know. Hard times got things topsy-turvy.
His piano and his orchestra, 1940 for Bluebird Records. Topsy Turvy, written by Cab Calloway, Edgar Battle, and Milton Noel, with a wonderful vocal and trumpet solo by Walter Fuller. And Hines' own composition, with collaboration by Charlie Carpenter and Louis Dunlap, You Can Depend on Me, with Walter Fuller again singing for you and playing his trumpet, Earl Hines' beautiful piano, and all of that. Arrangements by Jimmy Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y. Very important arranger at this time. To end the requests of Earl Hines and his orchestra in 1940 is Tantalizing a Cuban, written by Hines. Claude Roberts, who's in the band, plays guitar. You'll hear from the bass player Quinn Wilson, who was with him for years. Alvin Burroughs, brilliant drumming, and the tenor saxophone of Bud Johnson. Favorites of that time. Earl Hines, his piano, his band, and his composition, Tantalizing a Cuban, and his voice from the piano. Claude Roberts on guitar, Quinn Wilson, string bass, Alvin Burroughs on drums, and Bud Johnson on the tenor saxophone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm happy to be with all of you on Sunday afternoons. Here is Earl Hines at the piano, 1978, in a different setting. Thank you.
got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye. I got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll jump right through.
Thank you.
goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. Goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
Perfect there. That's Teresa Brewer singing with Earl Hines. 1978 for Flying Dutchman Records. Bob Teal's effort back then. And a couple of them by Fats Waller. I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling and Honeysuckle Rose. Earl Hines piano, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Grady Tate on drums, and Teresa Brewer singing. Flying Dutchman Records, 1978. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Dizzy Gillespie now. The year is 62, and it's for Phillips Records. With him, Leo Wright on flute and alto, Lalo Schifrin on piano, Bola Sette on guitar, Chris White, string bass, and Rudy Collins on drums, and Dizzy, of course, on trumpet. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie and his trumpet, 1962 for Phillips Records. A Shanty in Old Shanty Town, written by Jack Little and Joe Young. Excuse me. Careless Love by W.C. Handy. And Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You by Don Redman. With Dizzy, Leo Wright on flute and alto, Lalo Schifrin piano, Bola Sette on guitar, Chris White string bass, and Rudy Collins playing the drums. Dizzy Gillespie right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... The last birthday today, excuse me again, is Herbie Nichols, pianist and composer, born this day in 1919. Made some really quite amazing records for Blue Note Records in 1955. I brought some of that. This session is trio with Al McKibben on bass and Art Blakey on drums. We will hear Dance Line, written by Nichols, and then Blue Chopsticks, and then a segue to Amsterdam, 1983, in the Instant Composers Pool and Guest Soloists Band for the Radio Netherlands Transcription Service, and their version of Blue Chopsticks by Nichols, as arranged by the band's leader, Misha Mengelberg, and Nichols' incredible Change of Seasons. So happy birthday, Herbie Nichols.
Thank you.
My birthday celebration for Herbie Nichols, born this day 1919, pianist and composer. And I started with his May 1955 Blue Note record, his trio with Al McKibben on bass and Art Blakey drums, and two originals by Nichols, Dance Line and Blue Chopsticks, and then segued from 1955 to 1983 in Amsterdam, and the Instant Composer's Pool and Guest Soloists, and arrangements by pianist Misha Mengelberg of Blue Chopsticks for the Radio Netherlands Transcription Service. And then they played the rare and beautiful Change of Season by Herbie Nichols. Happy birthday to Herbie Nichols. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you.
They say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now, smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you
Duke Ellington and Rosemary Clooney, 1956 for Columbia Records. The name of the record is Blue Rose. Hey Baby, written by Ellington. Baritone sax solo by Harry Carney. Sophisticated Lady by Duke Ellington, and incredible words, combinations of, and placement by Mitchell Parrish. And that arrangement by Billy Strayhorn. Duke Ellington and Rosemary Clooney, January 1956. Here's Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins for Jazztone Society Records, 1954, and Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green. Emmett Berry's trumpet, Eddie Burt's trombone, Hawk on tenor, Billy Taylor at the piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.